Amen.
You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, you are God, you are from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Beloved, let us lift up our voice as we begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Let's adore him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the Rose of Sharon. Why don't you just enjoy the presence of God this morning? Appreciate him. Enter into his courts, his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praises. Appreciate him. Give him praise. Rejoice at his presence. Rejoice at his presence. Give him praise. Give him glory. God is present here. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. Rejoice at his presence. His presence is here with you already. The scripture tells us clearly that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Give him all the glory. Hallelujah. I've got joy like a river. Joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. I've got joy, I've got joy, like a river, joy, like a river. I've got joy, like a river in my soul. I've got peace, like an ocean, peace. Like an ocean, I got peace. Like an ocean in my soul, I've got peace. I got peace. Like an ocean, prophesy that into your life. An ocean, I got peace. Like an ocean in my soul. By this declaration in singing, with your own mouth, with your own voice, I decree peace. I decree joy. Every agitation, go. Every sadness, go. Every sorrow, go. Every worry, go. Every frustration, go. In the name of Jesus Christ, every burden and depression be lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree joy into your spirit this morning. Joy into your spirit this morning. Joy into the spirit this morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a mystery in the kingdom, the mystery of singing, the mystery of rejoicing, the mystery of dancing, the mystery of laughter. These are all weapons in our arsenal against the devil, against the infiltration of the devil. Hallelujah. You know how to use it, you remain victorious at all times. Doesn't matter what comes to you. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise the name of the Lord. You're welcome to service this morning. Hallelujah. Wherever you're watching us from, it may be evening, wherever you're watching us from, but I bring greetings to you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So today, we are going to be talking about serving God. Hallelujah. Serving God. What does it mean to serve God? Hallelujah. How can we serve God effectively? What are the avenues to serve God? Hallelujah. God willing, I want to finish today fine. If not, we move into, make it into a series. Hallelujah. What it means to serve God. We began, you know, by when we started this session, we started talking about intimacy with God. And we say intimacy begins with knowing God the Father, knowing God the Son, knowing God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It begins from there. That's the core of our Christian faith. Going back to the basics, knowing God. Because we cannot talk about serving God without knowing Him. Hallelujah. Cannot talk about serving God without knowing Him. So we began with a series of knowing God, knowing who we are in God, and knowing who God is to us and our relationship with God. Hallelujah. Last week we began to talk about the character that defines a Christian. If a man says he's a Christian, what does that mean? What defines a Christian? And we say basically it's our character and how we represent Christ and how we portray Him. Today we are talking about serving God. It is not possible to serve God without knowing who God is, without understanding His attributes. And all this we have done before. So it's appropriate to teach this at this moment. I pray that after today, you will serve God correctly. And the reward of serving God will be evident in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There will be an evidence that you truly serve God in the name of Jesus Christ. It's about calling you the sons of Jacob to worship me in vain. Your service will never be in vain again in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, I want us to look at the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 11. Job, chapter 36, and verse 11. It says, if they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Exodus chapter 23, 25, and 26. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Praise the name of the Lord. And they shall serve the Lord your God. You shall serve the Lord your God. And He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. And there and shall nothing cast their young or be barren in thy land, the number of thy days I will fulfill. God will fulfill your day in the name of Jesus Christ. So from the above scriptures, we see clearly what heaven is talking about concerning people who serve God. So the blessings of God potentially is for every child of God. Hallelujah. The blessings of God potentially is for every child of God. However, not every child of God, you know, experiences the fullness of what the Bible promises. Hallelujah. Or evidentially manifest the blessing. Today, my focus is not on the blessing. My focus is on serving. But of course, we know we cannot separate serving God from the blessings of God. Hallelujah. If you serve God correctly, if you serve God faithfully, you cannot separate yourself. You cannot divorce yourself from the blessings. It is a package that comes together. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want my focus to be on what it means to serve God and avenues through which we can serve God. Because most times we are carried away quickly to the blessing. And I want us to spend time to look at what service means, meditate on it, and then we see how we go from there. Praise the name of the Lord. So from the above scriptures, it's clear that the true measure of heaven's treasure are for the servants of God. Hallelujah. The true treasures of heaven are for the servants of God. Now, who is a servant? Who is a servant? Because we are talking about serving God. It takes a servant of God to serve God. Hallelujah. It takes a servant of God to serve God. So now, who is the servant of God? Because most time it has become a cliche, servant of God. And when we say that, the picture that comes to our minds are priests, you know, pastors and bishops and people who are separated into specific offices to serve God. Hallelujah. So who is a servant? Who is a servant and what does it mean to serve God? I wrote here and I said, a servant is someone who is willingly, a servant is someone who willingly places himself in a position to help, support, or attend to the needs of others. The idea of being a servant is not just about having a lower status, but about living with humility, selflessness, and dedication to the well-being of others. Hallelujah. In a general term, that is who a servant is. A servant is somebody who not forced, not coerced, not intimidated, not pushed into, not mandated to, but willingly, that's a key there. He places himself in a position to help, support, and attend to the needs of others. And the idea of being a servant does not mean that your status is low. No, it is a mindset. It is a mindset based on understanding. It is not a position, as it were. It is a mindset that somebody willingly possesses. Hallelujah. So, it's about living with humility, selflessness, and dedication to the well-being of others. Now, when we bring it back home, who is a servant of God? Hallelujah. Who is a servant of God? Who is God's servant? God's servant is someone who recognizes God as his master. God's servant is someone who recognizes God as his master, submits his authority, and dedicates their life to doing his will. God's servant is somebody who recognizes God as his master, who submits to his authority, and dedicates his life to doing the will of his master, that is God. It is a willing obedience out of love, faith, and gratitude. Like I said earlier, it is not about coercion. It's not being commanded to or being mandated to. It is dedication out of obedience, out of love, out of faith, and out of gratitude to God. Hallelujah. Paul, in Romans chapter 1, verse 1, often referred to himself as a bond servant. Hallelujah. A bond servant. Physically, you cannot see the Lord bonding Paul or commanding him. Amen. But he made himself. He said, I, Paul, the bond servant of God. Hallelujah. Totally, completely, willingly submitting himself to the service of God. That is what it means to be a servant. Praise the name of the Lord. Now begin to ask yourself the question this morning. Am I a servant of God? Am I a servant of God? Do I recognize God as my master? Do I submit to his authority? Am I dedicated to serving his will? out of obedience, out of love, out of faith, and out of gratitude. That's what defines a servant of God. Hallelujah. In all this, there is no mention of any form of ordination. There's no mention of priesthood. In all this, there's no mention of titles. Hallelujah. There's no mention of special anointing, special giftings, or special calling. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the basic, general characteristics or attributes that we find when it comes to serving God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So what does serving God mean? What does it mean to serve God? What does it mean to serve God? Let's break it down. What does it mean to serve God? Number one, obedience to his word. Serving God is not just about dancing and clapping hands and rejoicing and making demands on God. Hallelujah. It's first about obedience to his word. Anyone who obeys the word of God serves God. Amen. Anyone who obeys the word of God serves God. Serving God means aligning your life with his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. Hallelujah. John chapter 14, verse 15. So, service begins with obedience. You cannot serve the person you are not obeying. Hallelujah. Service simply means obedience. That's where it begins from. Obeying God equals to serving God. Number two, worship and devotion. What does it mean to serve God? Worship and devotion. True service flows from a heart of worship. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 calls us to offer our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, holy and pleasing unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. Hallelujah. This is your reasonable service. This is your true and proper service. True and proper service is what? Worship and devotion to God. Say, offer your bodies as living sacrifice, pleasing and acceptable unto God, which is your proper and true worship. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't serve the Lord, amen, properly, correctly, without worship that flows from your being. Worship, devotion that flows from your inner self. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It begins with the heart. It flows from the heart. It flows from the heart. It's not just physical. Hallelujah. It's not just involved in doing the physical things. A lot of people are in church this Sunday and every other day. Amen. But it's not flowing from within. It's just from activities. I pray today that your worship will flow from the inside. And that flow from the inside manifests in activities, but not the other way around. It's not activities. Amen. It is something that flows out and then is practicalized by the things we do. But first must begin from inside. I pray that your service will not just be activities, vain activities, but it will flow from the inside in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, serving others in his name. Serving God means serving others in his name. When we serve others, we are doing it in the name of God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. He said, if you do this to the least of thy brethren, you are doing it who? You are doing it how? Unto me. Whatever you do to the least of these brethren, you are doing it unto me. So serving God means serving others in the name of God. Hallelujah. Serving others in the name of God. What does it mean to serve others in the name of God? Stand for justice in the name of God. Be hospitable towards another in the name of God. Be kind to another in the name of God. Show love to others in the name of God. Serve others in the name of God in whatever capacity that God has enabled you to. That is what it means to serve God. Serving others in his name. Whatever you do in his name that is beneficial to humanity, it means serving God. Hallelujah. Whatever you do of benefit to humanity in the name of God is extending the hand of God to the people. You are an extension of God's hand to your community. You are an extension of God's hands to your environment. You are an extension of God's hands to your sphere of influence. You are an extension of God's hands. That is what it means to serve God. That you are there, people know that God is represented. Wherever you appear, whether it be in your secular job, whether in your social gathering, whether in your family meeting, wherever you are found, God is seen as being there doing things through you. Your manner of speech, your actions, your interventions to help humanity is serving God. Praise the name of the Lord. I say, praise the name of the Lord. Okay, I quoted the scripture, Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Hallelujah. Number four, what does it mean to serve God? Using your gifts and talent. Using your gifts and talent for the purposes of the kingdom, for the purposes of God, is serving God. That's why it is called ministry. Somebody might not be able to stand up on Sunday morning like this and preach from the altar like I do. Amen. If somebody is live streaming, helping us to live stream this service, that is service unto God using gifts and talents. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody just sang before we started. Somebody prayed before we started. Intercession. Hallelujah. Using your gifts and talents in the cross of the gospel is serving God. Hallelujah. Every believer has been given abilities and opportunities to serve God's kingdom. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Serving God means investing those gifts in his work. Investing your gifts in serving God is serving God. Hallelujah. Investing your gifts in God's work means serving him. Praise the name of the Lord. Where are you investing your gifts? Do you have gifts? Yes. There is nobody God has created that does not have a gift. Hallelujah. Nobody created by God, you know, lacks the gifts, lacks talents. But how do you deploy it? Do you deploy it in working for the kingdom? Do you deploy it in the service of the kingdom? That is what it means to serve God. Praise the name of the Lord. Number five, commitment and sacrifice. Hallelujah. Commitment and sacrifice. Serving God sometimes requires laying down personal ambition, comfort, or even reputation, just as Jesus did. Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. We see that in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7. Serving God sometimes and most of the times requires laying our personal ambition and comfort. Hallelujah. personally, you know, when I know a lot of stories behind my becoming a pastor. Hallelujah. You know, I don't want to bore you with those stories. I knew even from school, before I got out from school, that God had called me to serve him. But, you know, as many other people, doubts and personal ambition, no, I wanted to work first, you know, to prove that my certificate is not a waste. I wanted to work first to prove that it was not because I couldn't find a job. That's why I went into pastoral ministry and all that and all that. But cut long story short, I had to come back. I came back at a point where I was already serving the federal government in a career. Hallelujah. And it was evident that God wanted my service. So what did I do? I laid that all down. I came into full-time ministry. I came into full-time ministry where even my earnings, my take home, was less than a quarter of what I used to earn, you know, working with the federal government of Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. My take home was not even a quarter, not up to a quarter of what I used to take home. You know, that is sacrifice. That's what it means. Hallelujah. That's what it means to serve God. Serve God requires commitment. Commitment. Not just Sunday, Sunday. Hallelujah. It requires commitment. To baffle you to know that a lot of us don't remember until it is Sunday morning. Hallelujah. But I pray today that it will not just be a Sunday, Sunday affairs. And even when we go to churches on Sunday, like I used to say humorously, it is God and his people serving us, not we actually serving. Because imagine on Sunday morning, you get to the church, it's good praise and worship. People practiced, came for rehearsals, spent time, spent resources to be there. And they sang and he enjoyed it. He enjoyed the worship. Hallelujah. Pastor came up, he has fasted, he has prepared, he has prayed, and he delivered the message. You got encouraged, you got motivated, and all that. What is your place? What is your contribution to that service? It's absolutely none. So it invariably means that God and his people have served you that Sunday. You have not served. But, you know, a lot of people mistakenly thought that if I attend church on Sunday service, it means I have served God. If you attend church on Sunday morning without any meaningful sacrifice or contribution coming from you, you have been served by God and his people. Praise the name of the Lord. The choir that sang, rehearsed, spend their time and resources. The pastor that preached, you know, spent his time in study and prayer before he delivered that sermon. The sanctuary keeper that swept the place you came in and made sure it was clean, they have served. Hallelujah. The greeters and ushers that made sure that everything went well, the media guys that made sure that everything went well, the sound engineers, all those are serving. Hallelujah. If you cannot find yourself in any of this category I mentioned, you need to think it again. Serving God is not just attending church service and dancing and praying and asking God for things. It is actually getting involved, sacrificially, getting committed. That's what it means to serve God. Praise the name of the Lord. Number six, and probably the final one, because I don't want to get into rewards, because that's where our mind quickly shifts to. Amen. I want us to digest this. And next Sunday, we shall be talking about the rewards of service. So number six, and very important, in case you have not gotten any of this point, pay attention to number six. Number six here is a summary of almost what I have said. To serve God means to be practically involved in the interest of God. Amen. To serve God means to be practically involved in the interest of God. What is God's interest? What is God's interest? We see that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. The interest of God is that all men be saved. Hallelujah. The interest of God is that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. That's the interest of God. That's the overall interest of God, that all men be saved. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You know, what does it mean to serve God in practical terms, or to get involved practically? To get involved practically means interceding for the prosperity of the kingdom of God. Interceding for the prosperity of the kingdom of God. That's what it means to be practically involved, hallelujah, in serving God. Intercession, intercession for the advancement, for the prosperity, for the spreading, for the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth in the heart of men. That's what it means to be practically involved. So that in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 36 and 37, 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 36 and 37, we also see Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 37, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 37, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4, and Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Praise the name of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19. Interceding for the prosperity of the kingdom of God. Interceding for the establishment of the kingdom of God on the earth. Hallelujah. God's plans, God's purposes, God's intention. Hallelujah. God's agenda to be achieved on earth. That's what it means to be practically involved. And practically involved means to be involved in soul winning. Hallelujah. To be practically involved means to be fully involved in soul winning efforts. What is your involvement in soul winning efforts? Do you go for missions? Do you go for evangelism? Do you sacrifice your money? Do you sacrifice your gifts and talents towards soul-winning efforts? That is what it means. You're practically involved in serving God. Praise the name of the Lord. To be practically involved means to fast and pray for the harvest of souls. You may now step up practically. What about your prayer contribution? What about your prayer efforts? Praying and fasting for the harvest of souls and for the establishment of those souls that are won. Hallelujah. Fasting and praying. Father, let the land be conquered. Let the earth be filled with the knowledge of God, even as water, you know, covers the sea. Hallelujah. That is what it means to be practically involved. Spending time in intercession, spending time in prayer, fasting, that God will have his way in the hearts of men, that evangelism efforts will succeed, that mission efforts will succeed. Hallelujah. That the heart of men be convicted and converted to Christ, that God will break the power of addictions. God will break the power of immorality. God will break the power of godlessness and hatred for God that has become palpable in the land. Hallelujah. Serious hatred, disdain for God and his word. And these are not things that happen practically by the efforts of men. These are engineered by demonic spirits. Hallelujah. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. There are powers, hallelujah, that are holding men blind, men back, and blinding their eyes, and deafening their ears, and closing their hearts. Hallelujah. We must war against those spirits. Those are the things that we must do to be practically involved, hallelujah, in praying. We practically involved in fasting, we practically involved, you know, in ensuring the establishment of the souls that are won. Many are backsliding today. How are you reaching out to those you know who used to be on fire for God? Are you among accusers? Hallelujah. Are you among encouragers? You must be involved. Praise the name of the Lord. To be practically involved means praying for grace and strength for all faithful ministers. There are missionaries in the field endangering their lives in very hard places, in very harsh environment, very hostile environment. One of God's soldiers just got killed. Amen. These are hostile environments, environments that are hostile to the truth, environments that are hostile to God. People are there endangering their lives. To be practically involved means to support those people in our prayers. Yeah. Hallelujah. To pray for their safety. To pray that their campaign be successful. To pray that the hearts of men be converted to Christ. That is what it means to be practically involved. Praise the name of the Lord. I say praise the name of the Lord. So the key truth here is to be a servant of God or to serve God means to live with humility, obedience, and love, making his will your priority. Hallelujah. Making his will your priority and using your life as an offering that brings him glory. Hallelujah. I take it again. To be a servant of God means to live with humility, obedience, and love, making the will of God your priority and using your life as an offering that brings glory to God. That is the summary of what it means to serve God. Hallelujah. That's the priority. That's the core. That is the core of serving God. It's not about what position you occupy. Hallelujah. You can do anything, you know, in this sphere called Christianity. But if it lacks these ingredients, then I encourage you to go back and look at your service to God again. Hallelujah. Most of us think serving God is praying only for our personal needs. We spend hours praying for jobs, which is a good thing. Praying for our health, which is a good thing. Praying for our preservation, which is a good thing. Hallelujah. But if it is void of all these other ingredients that have been mentioned, then you need to put a balance. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God must be our priority. That is what it means to serve God. Hallelujah. Next week, I shall be talking about the rewards of serving God. Oh, what I titled, Serving God Pays. Hallelujah. Serving God Pays. That's what we're going to be looking at this week. So can we just rise to our feet and begin to appreciate the name of the Lord? I want your service to be right. I want your service to be effective. I want your service to be rewarding. Hallelujah. But it must have all these ingredients in it. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Serving God means obeying his word. Serving God means worship and devotion that flows from the inside. Serving God means serving others in the name of God, using your gifts and talent, commitment and sacrifice, and being practically involved. Lift up your voice. Say, Father, I thank you for the word that has come to me today. Thank you, Lord, because this word will reposition me for better service. This word will position me for effective service. Oh, forgive me. Anywhere I have been lackadaisical, anywhere I have been in error, Father, let this message, Lord Jehovah, bring revival to my soul. Go ahead and begin to talk to God this morning. Let this message bring a repositioning for me. Let it bring a repositioning for me. Let it bring a rethinking for me, a re-strategizing for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Maroko Shaka Talavasunta, Brakashanda Libro Godosia, Shali Bragadalavasunta. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your hands as I pray for you. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I pray for you that your service from today will become diligent in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your service for today from today will become intentional. I pray that your service from today will become purposeful. I pray that your service from today will become effective. I pray that your service from today will become beneficial to God and to humanity. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will start beginning from obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I give you praise. And I pray for you. Even before we begin to talk about the reward next week, as you reposition yourself, you begin to see unprecedented blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Unprecedented blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. That which you ask for, that which you have not asked for, that which has not entered the heart of man, that which you have not meditated upon, that which you never thought, God is bringing it your way in the name of Jesus Christ. God is bringing it your way in the name of Jesus Christ. The reward of those who diligently, faithfully serve God becomes your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Becomes your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be unto thy name. I decree this week a blessed week for you. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. Your family is blessed. Your job is blessed. Your businesses are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. God preserves you this week. Open doors that you never imagined this week. Go forth and prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Eternal King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. This is Graceland Ministries. We appreciate your time with us. Until we see you next week, keep succeeding, keep winning, keep getting blessed. In Jesus' name. Shall we share the grace now in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercies are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.